Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
Good morning, our South Shore neighbors. I know you think this is Sharon McNamara, but there is really a Cindy Ford, and this is Cindy Ford. So here's the story. Sharon had to go up to St. Mike's for Mackenzie, and as things happened, life happened, and she got, I don't want to say stranded up there, but they couldn't get into Mackenzie's locker, and so she had to stay a little bit longer. She's actually on her way and may come in on two wheels at some point during the show, but for right now, I am going to begin this show, and I couldn't be more excited. Well, I could be more excited if it was like I was at the beach, but I couldn't be more excited to have this guest. And as Sharon would say, Kritzy's in the room.
Kritzy is in the house.
Kritzy's in the house. Yeah, yes. It's not a room. It's a house.
No, it's yes. Large house.
Large house. So I'm excited to have you here today this morning. Thank you so much for bringing me coffee.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know, you're the best.
Well, you know, when you can't get by on good looks alone, I have to bring coffee. Yeah. You, on the other hand, don't have to bring coffee.
Yeah, because it's radio. And I have the best radio face. So Sharon may be coming in. We're hoping, well, she will be coming in, I'm thinking, at some point, and maybe she won't, but I'm okay because I've got you.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if she, like, crashed through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man?
She might.
That would be awesome.
She might do that. She just might do that. So today we have the clean team here.
Yes.
And otherwise known as Kritzy.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm excited because before we went on air, while we were seeing if Sharon might be coming down the pike, we weren't sure. This is the best. So I'm just going to let you start and talk about this apparatus that you have that I'm so excited. I actually want to make a mess of something so that you can come fix it. But let's talk about that what you showed me beforehand.
Okay, so I brought the best radio prop ever. I brought pictures, which is good if you're in person, but on the radio, not so much.
We'll post them. We will post them on our website I'm wicked smart.
You are.
I know.
So what I had showed Cindy was a room that had been bleached out by a cleaning lady, and they had a brand new, nice dark brown carpet with three huge orange bleach marks in it. So in July, I went out to New York and took a three-day course and learned how to completely restore color with exact precision. And I was showing her before and after pictures. And
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So yeah. this client of yours, is the cleaning lady still employed?
You know what? I think she is.
Okay. Well, because everyone makes mistakes. Right. But this was a big one because you said the carpet was just about a year old.
Yes.
And to replace that carpet, because there were, and you can't see this, but there were at least four very large, let's just say 12 inches by 12 inches in diameter.
Yeah. Bleached spots.
In a brown carpet.
Yes.
And not beige.
Right.
Brown.
Brown.
Right in the pathway.
Right.
Like, we're the worst possible
focal point city.
They could possibly be. So, so what happened was he brought this little machine, which is so cool, right?
Well, no, actually.
No, not at all. That's not what happened at all,
no,
Cindy.
What I have to do is I have an app.
Yeah.
That finds what color needs to be added, and it figures it all out. And then I have to mix the color with three primary colors to find the color that needs to be added to those stains to make them turn back to the original color, which was brown.
Because when you do the Ziploc bag, yellow and green make blue, or is it yellow and blue make green?
Yellow and blue make green.
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
See? You learn.
I know.
That's all you... See, you could have actually skipped one of the days of the class because the whole first day was about Ziplocs.
Right, because yellow and blue makes green. Hello, everyone
but
knows
the,
that.
But the weird thing is when you look at a brown rug with an orange stain on it, the color that I had to put back was a blue because the two primary colors that are still there is red and yellow. Red and yellow make orange. So the color that was missing was blue, and blue is the most perishable color. So I was able to add the blue back in, and then it made it all turn brown again. And
that's fascinating. I can't even tell you how. Yeah. I'm sitting here across the table, and I'm like, the things I learn, and that is, I know it's those simple things in life, but that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So this was a dark brown rug, and he showed me pictures on his phone, but it looked like, to me, it was almost white. But you're saying it was orange in person. Like, it was clearly the opposite color of brown. It
right.
was not,
right.
and it was very noticeable. So isn't that a little bit scary, though, that, like, blue, adding blue to this already damaged carpet makes it brown again, because it still had, because you did some kind of testing on that with your app, which is, again, that's another amazing thing
Phenomenal.
That we're going to talk about. But when you checked that out, so you knew that you only had to add blue, that you didn't have to add potentially the red or the yellow.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm so excited in this
room. And that's where, like, practice makes perfect. You know,
You
just practice. But it's so cool because no one's doing this. And so that's why we felt the real need to do it because, you know, I mean, the retailers like to sell you a new carpet, but sometimes you don't need it. You just need the spots
But
fixed.
No one knows that.
Right.
Really, no
right.
one knows that because you think when something is bleached out, it's done.
Done.
It's you need new carpet. And that, I think I said this already, but I got so excited and then you brought me coffee and I'm all over the place here that I think that you said it would have been about $4,000 for him to replace that carpet that's just about a year old.
Yep. Because it's a nice high-end carpet.
Oh, it was beautiful.
In a nice house.
And then you showed me the after pictures, which again, we will post on our website, and we'll get them out there in Facebook and all of that. You couldn't at all tell. They must have been ecstatic.
Yeah, they were. And the thing is that the person who knows it was there, they might be able to say, well, this is where it was, but the person coming into that home will never, ever, ever see it because they didn't see it before.
Right. I mean, you know.
Like,
you know. But even me looking at that, like, you had several different views.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I literally had to keep a Post-it right next to the stain when I was doing it because it disappeared that easily. You couldn't see where it was. It was great.
Isn't that just, like, the coolest thing?
I think it is. That's why I woke up early on Saturday morning, you know, to be here to talk about
it. I know. And, you know, and while I'm saying that, so because Sharon had to text me this morning at, like, 6 a.m., and we were going back and forth, so I needed someone to, well, not that I need anyone when I'm with you. I mean, seriously. But I wanted a little bit of help here.
Yes.
So I have one of the best agents from Boston Connect that has just joined us last minute. You know, she was trying to have coffee and potentially listen to the radio show this morning, but I said, can you come up here and give me a hand and help me out? Because I've got Matt Kritz from the Clean Team here. So excited to have him here. So Maureen Graham from Boston Connect has joined us this morning. And I'm so excited to have her here. And so she's going to ask some questions, I'm sure, to Matt. But so we were just talking about this apparatus that he has, that
color repair.
See, thank you.
Yes.
Color repair that brings the color back into a carpet. Or, well, can you do other things? Let me ask you that.
You can,
because I have a couple of dresses I've ruined.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well on fabric. fabric, what happens is because of the way the fibers are, it spreads out really quick versus carpet. You know, you can dye each fiber. Yeah. So
how long does that process take, Miss? Sorry, I'm all over the place because of all this coffee.
The funny thing is it only takes a little bit once you get the right color mixture.
Really?
So this particular case took me about 2.5 hours. But that's from walking in the door to walking out. And, you know, that's getting the carpet completely dry and everything.
And you doing your app, the app that you have, which I want that app, and I don't know what good it would do me, but I want the app. So that's including you downloading the app, determining what color is left, if there's any.
Right.
Because if there wasn't any color left in there, say it went completely, like, let's just say off-white or white.
Exactly.
Because of whatever the chemical was that was used, which you don't even have to know what chemical, right?
No.
Okay. And we just know that it will never be used again.
Yes, exactly.
But if it is, they can call you. So you may have had to have used the yellow, red, and blue, or two of the other colors.
Right. It just depends on what your target color is. If your target color is there's primary colors, there's secondary colors, and there's tertiary colors.
Ooh, tertiary. Mm. I don't know. Oh, I want to hear about tertiary, right, Maureen? I want to hear about tertiary.
It's spelt really weird, too. I don't know. I have it written down somewhere, but it's not spelled like it sounds.
Yeah.
But so brown is a tertiary color, so you know it's a mixture of all three primary colors. Gray is also a tertiary color. So in this instance, I knew that it needed to go back to brown, so I was able to find the missing color. But sometimes it could just be a white stain on a blue carpet. So you just need to add blue.
That's because totally blue's blue.
Blue's blue.
Blue's blue. Who knew? Blue was blue. Right, Ryan? Who knew?
I had no idea blue was blue.
Right, because brown is red, yellow, and blue.
Exactly. Now I know blue is blue. That's why it's a tertiary color and blue is not a tertiary color.
Right, and green is blue and yellow, like a Ziploc bag.
That's a secondary color. Creates two colors to make green. Three colors for the tertiary colors.
See?
If you need some extra...
I'm an artist at heart.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he's got a green shirt on.
I know.
I do. This was a little more yellow than blue.
Right. Oh, we are just all on board this morning on this happy Saturday morning.
It's a colorful morning.
It is a colorful morning here at the studio. So, sorry. So I digressed. I know Sharon would be disappointed, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. Used to it.
Right. Used to it. So let's go back to that first. Oh, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What if it's an off-white carpet that someone bleached?
Mm. Yep. Again, off-white is not void of color. It's a mixture of color. We, in this class that I took, we had a clear water bottle, and he had orange water in there. So it was just a little bit of red and a little bit of yellow. So it looked peach. Mm-hmm. He added blue to that water and it turned clear because it turned it to white. And I mean, talk about knock me over with a feather.
Right?
But see, the thing is, here's how it works.
You should have brought props today.
I know. I feel bad that I didn't.
Because we could have shown everyone. Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah, we need to
radio.
We'll do it on video. Yeah.
We're going to do this on video.
But the way it works is, see, your brain is smarter than your eyes. Hmm. So your eyes are only seeing what your eyes can see, but there's actual color there, but your eyes are tricked into not seeing it. And that's why you can take blue and add it to orange and have it turn clear. Hmm. It's because you could see the three colors going in there. And when it turns clear, it's because your eyes can't process that type of color. So it sees it as clear.
Is orange orange or is orange?
No, orange is actually purple. I know, go figure, but
purple in what?
If you look
purple
at red,
and yellow?
If you look
just
at
purple.
Red, yeah.
Just purple.
Yeah.
Just purple.
Even bright blue isn't blue like this. So that's how the UV light works, and it's really weird. But that's why this class was so expensive, and it was a long class, because you have to learn all this stuff in order to come in and take someone's beautiful Persian rug and be able to fix it.
Oh, so let's go there for just a second. Let's go there, if you don't mind, Maureen.
Not
because
at all.
So if you have potentially, when you say like an oriental carpet, which has many colors and designs and maybe floral or not.
Yes.
And someone inadvertently does something like that. Can you fix that?
I can.
Get out.
I know, I can.
So you can fix like a, sorry, just
no,
questions
please,
of my own.
No, please, right, because this is
This yeah, is so cool.
So you can fix like tiny little spots if you need to. Like yes. if it was like a pin drop of blue that was really bugging someone, you yep. can get that in there.
Yep.
Wow, impressive.
And so yeah, you've got a flower actually, that has like say rose and blues and green, like you know, it's a flower. And,
yes.
And so someone just, you know, the cleaning lady again. There she goes with those cleaning elements
lady,
on the
right? Per- oh.
I know. On that Persian carpet. If you had to, now I'm sure this is not easy, but those are very expensive carpets. You could redo, how do you, I have a question. Oh, just popped into my head. What are you using, right? I know, I'm so on
we
today.
Actually, for those type of details where you're talking thin lines and things, we use an airbrush. So we can go in there and just, for instance, the on Oriental rugs, usually the color that leaves the quickest is red. So you can go into a rug and restore all the areas where the reds have turned to like a pink
okay.
mm-hmm. or a maroon.
Yep.
And literally you take an airbrush and once you set the right dye color, you can just move pretty quick.
So what? Wow. So you have to know what setting you're on because some of those lines are thin. It could yes. be the outline of a leaf or yes. the outline of a flower. So you can't go, oh yeah, that was a little too thick.
Right.
Gotta scale that back a little bit. How do you practice on something just to make sure yeah. it's thin enough if it needs to be a thin area?
You just
area?
Have a terry cloth, something like an artist template. Would, and you just give it a quick test line and then go to town.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're not even going to believe this. So she has entered the room. She has entered
exciting.
The room.
Yay.
I know, we're so excited. Oh, I know, good morning. It. Good morning, Mackenzie. So you don't know what you've missed, and I'm sorry, but this is
yeah,
so
no,
exciting.
Don't worry
so
about me.
He has this new
Kritzy.
Kritzy's in the room.
What's going on? Kritzy's in the house.
Everybody
has I'm just going to cause a commotion. This is just what I do. All right,
this is
I show up.
But I told them that you would. I said she's coming in on two wheels.
Yeah.
Maybe or maybe not.
Yeah. Well, if you could see impressive. The traffic on the Southeast Expressway, it's not so much two wheels. It's a little bit less than that.
I know. So what we're going to do right here is we're going to take a really quick break. Let Sharon take a sip of her coffee, gather her thoughts. We can catch her up on what we've been doing. We're going to do the commercials, and we will be right back.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
Good morning, everyone, and we are back, and I couldn't be more excited because my better half is here, honestly, because I almost sat in the big girl chair. I wanted to.
Did you?
And
no,
I was gonna
Ryan said
you should sit under the kitchen table today. Whatever. You did.
Just a suggestion. Change it up a little bit.
Let's play hide and seek with our guests.
I know.
It's bad enough that they get worried when we show up late, but I was really late today, wasn't I?
I was late,
okay.
Hey,
happens.
That's all right. You know, you got to do duty calls. And yeah, I was visiting St. Michael's, but that's not heaven. If you thought where I was, I mean, that must have been scary for you.
Yeah, I didn't clarify.
You missed my wake and
very
everything.
Very nervous, right? I didn't even get the memo.
And she's born again.
It's so like me.
Well, I did say a prayer for all of us, by the way, in the chapel at St. Michael's College this morning. So, yeah, so Mackenzie and I had a great time. We just had to switch from her summer dorm into her RA dorm, and we got a 8-foot couch through a 3-foot door. Not even sure how. Is that how wide is a regular door?
Oh, my gosh. 36 inches. Right. Yeah. 3 feet.
How buff do I look now, though?
Yeah. Wow.
Almost couldn't even fit you behind me. I'm telling you.
I know.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't want to take away from you guys, but I certainly wanted to. I told you I would try my best to get here. We just hit a little traffic on our way home, but we're here. We're safe. And, you know, we just have a couple days with Mackenzie until she goes back and starts preseason RA training and then let the season begin. So
we were talking about this. So we were on Persian rugs, oriental rugs, and airbrushing like flowers back in when they're gone, and tertiary colors and secondary and primary colors.
Proud of you.
Why are they called oriental? Why? What's so oriental about them?
Go ahead.
Are they made?
You go ahead, Matt.
Well, it just means that they're not from the U.S.
Okay.
So you have. Probably way back in the day, it was that part of the world was the Orient.
This is way back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mostly everything is made in China now. Like, I bought something for Mackenzie for her dorm room. I'm pretty sure it was made in China. So she has an Oriental in her room.
Yes.
From Target.
Well, and then, you know, it's like they talk about, Persian rugs, which is modern day Iran.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, a lot of times people think an Oriental rug just means it has fringe.
Yeah.
No.
I know,
right?
Go figure.
Yeah. I know.
I can just see, the whole family sitting on the Persian rug from Iran playing a game of Scrabble.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just thinking.
See, now, whenever I play Scrabble, it's like at some point the board goes flying. Or sorry, or Yahtzee, or anything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that word isn't real. Could it be that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get you guys so off track. I can't even help myself.
It's
good. It's Saturday morning. It's all good.
Okay, perfect. So what else do we have going on here? Tell me more.
Well, we definitely talked about the color repair and restoration, which was a great, good segment to start off with.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, very colorful on a Saturday morning.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And then we were kind of like when you arrived, we thought of... how Kool-Aid would come through the wall, you know, when he shows up and here's Sharon. And now it's like, well, what else could we talk about?
Right? I know.
Hey, Kool-Aid. I remember that.
But, you know, the funny thing is this time of the year for us is been very busy with all the pollen and all the stuff that people are bringing in. Everything's dead outside. Mm-hmm. So everyone's dragging in all this stuff that would normally be wet. It's all getting dragged in the house because there's absolutely no water anywhere.
Right.
People are asking us, how do we get all these things out of my outdoor furniture because they're enjoying this nice warm summer, which hasn't been that muggy. I mean, I don't think it's been kind of
too bad.
No,
it's been a great summer. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, I think it's been great.
Right? We've had so much sun. I mean, granted, you know, we could use some rain. I hate to even say that, but it's been a beautiful summer, one that I can't remember being this nice in a long time, right?
It would be nice.
So when you're talking about the like outdoor furniture, people, you know, they clean their furniture, they put their cushions out, they leave them out, they come home from work, and everything is green, regardless of the color that it was beforehand. So they try to do something, and they do something maybe incorrectly. Right. We already know that we can't use the apparatus on fabric because it just spreads. I've already asked. I've got a couple of dresses I've ruined.
You're impressing me. I can't stop it.
That's because you haven't had your tea yet.
You're so smart.
So they've already tried to like wipe it down with a wet cloth or something, and it
probably goes in deeper,
right?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of times if you use the wrong thing, you make it worse.
Mm-hmm. So what should they do?
Well, if
besides call you,
most outdoor furniture is made to get wet, so you can take the hose and spray it off first to remove whatever it is that you're trying to get off first and foremost, or you can vacuum it first and foremost. Mm-hmm. If it's a food spill, then you would clean it just like you would anything else. You know, you want to blot, use a little bit of detergent. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get carried away with bleach and you know, hydrogen peroxide and your Comet, whatever. People will use some really crazy stuff.
I bet you're really good at doing laundry. I'm thinking how lucky Jennifer is right now. Like, I'm seriously looking at you, and you're like...
You've done, like, 11-teen.
I did 11-teen loads of laundry. 11-teen. You were sounding so smart right up until then. Then it's all downhill. What is it that I do to you? I know I've missed you, too.
11-teen loads of laundry. That's a lot for those of you that can't count that high.
You know what the worst part of laundry is? Putting it away. Yeah, I don't mind doing it. I hate putting it away.
Yeah. It's like groceries.
Oh, folding it.
Because what's the point? It's just going to be like you have to take it. Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
Well, on fabric and everything too, though, because I'm going to tell you like a real life thing that happened. So Mackenzie's key for her dorm room, for her new room, it was stuck, right? So she's like, oh, we have to get some WD-40. And then I was putting some stuff away. And over the summer, she had like a skillet so she could, you know, cook quesadillas or do whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, she likes to do stir fry and everything.
Sure.
She's not supposed to have that in there, but whatever.
Yeah.
And
details.
But she had some olive oil spray. So I'm thinking, hey, what's the difference between a little WD-40 or whatever it's called and some olive oil spray? She's going to spit. And I did. That's exactly what I did. I went right over to the keyhole and I was like, shh. It's like, Mackenzie, this is totally going to work. It's like, give me that key. And I'm like rubbing it in. It's genius.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it was oil. And then I had some on my hands and then it like dripped onto my pants. Yeah. So how does that come out? But people might do that on furniture or something, you know, when you're just walking around with olive oil spray.
Right.
How do you get it out? So really, this is about my pants right now, if you don't mind, Chrissy.
Well, the thing about anything that's not water-soluble, so oil is not water-soluble.
Yeah.
So you have to use something that'll cut through that. So that's why...
Kitty litter?
You'd want to use, like, a solvent, which would be, like, rubbing alcohol, acetone. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing about olive oil is it's a food grease. So you just use a little dishwashing liquid, dishwashing detergent.
Okay, good. Because but I'm sure that people get that on the floor and different things. Like, I'm assuming, you know, for our house, you know, we're Italian family, even though it's McNamara. You know, we have shrimp scampi Christmas Eve and everything else. You know this stuff on the rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a guy who used, you know, that furniture polish called Liquid Gold?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He used that on his whole floor. And it was like an ice skating rink. You couldn't even walk in this guy's house. It was like it was like watching Bambi at the beginning when she's just...
I'm not going to lie. I used Pledge one time. I was young and naive. It was a lot of fun. The kids enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. And he said I wanted the floor to be shiny. I'm like...
Now you break a hip and you're not going to recover from that
I'm
sweetheart.
So that's where you have to get the right chemistry to remove the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, I still think Jennifer's very lucky.
And FYI, just don't use the WD-40 to make tacos and omelet.
That's not cooking spray.
Not you. I'm not concerned about you, Mackenzie. It's the one to my left over here that I'm a little witchy spraying ham in the door.
Is there something?
Well, hey, we can use this for cooking.
There's another one at home, right?
Yeah. She's home just for a month, though. Then she goes off, and we have a senior and a junior, and that happens fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you have some other things, but let's just bring it right back to me again.
It is your show.
Let's do something different. Go ahead, Chef. I'm so glad you're here.
I have real life stuff, though. I almost said the other word. I have real life crap that goes on in my life, you know?
You?
No, okay, so let me tell you. So here's my story. You ready? I'm, like, so excited to, like, I've been in a car for 4.5 hours. Mackenzie napped a little bit, and I'm like, I have someone to talk to.
Oh, yes.
Yay, lucky you. Look at Rye. He's like, I can't believe her. So we had, I have somebody come to the house, like, once a month just to do some of the heavy cleaning, like the floors. And we have a dog, too, so we try to vacuum it up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm definitely getting you to my house to do the hardwood floors at some point. I promise I want to do that so badly. But yeah, I was in the house the other day and I see these little footprints all around my house and I have big feet. So I know it's not my footprints. I can't get the footprints out of the floor. Oh, yeah. Like,
well,
I don't know what
who
they
was
did.
In your house and who's little
the,
feet?
The cleaning person who was like, you know, she comes once a month. You know, I don't want to sound like a spoiled brat, but to do the big stuff. I'm working a lot.
100
you know that.
Million yeah. hours a week. So, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong. Because yeah. this woman, the cleaning lady, ruined that carpet. So I'm with you.
Yeah. So
thank goodness.
I have
thank
I have footprints
lucky you.
All over my house. Like, they will not come out of the wood.
Yeah.
So now what?
Well, what that is it's perspiration from her feet.
Oh, so
and
she's working really hard at your house. No, that's the good news. That's
but it's,
really
it's,
good.
It's because
she's
there's residue.
Her feet off.
Yeah. She actually worked herself right out of her shoes, which is good, you know.
And her feet were all sweaty, the poor
ew.
Thing.
Yeah. So what that is that's it's the residue on the floor. Mm. So what's happening is it's yeah.
He knows.
This one over here is like, whoa. It's but that's what that is. That's where you need a nice deep cleaning on those wood floors.
Well, what would you suggest, Matt?
Well, we have a process where we come in and we wash the floor and we leave a, like when you wax a car, you leave like a haze on there,
mm-hmm.
and then we use the floor machine and we buff it off, and that
yeah.
gets the wood, that gets right down to the finish, right down to the what's, you know, everything that's not supposed to be there is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have those little footprints all over, because you get those, I see them on our stairs all summer long, when you wash the floor, those disappear because there's
okay.
nothing hanging on to them.
Okay. So they're hanging on to what? Like just like
just
whatever.
Just
perspiration.
Yeah, because you know what I also bought was those Swiffer things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think those are bad? Because they smell really great. But I'm thinking, what are the
yeah.
chemicals that I'm putting on the floors? And now suddenly I have littler like feet. Like
yeah.
I knew they weren't mine because mine are this big. Hers are small.
Anytime you have
like
something
Cindy.
That you want to use on the floor or anything else, just put some on your hands and let it dry and then see if you can feel it.
Yeah.
If you can feel it on your hands, that means it's going to leave residue.
Huh.
So
you're so practical.
What we like to do is just we'll use like each gallon of water and we'll use a quarter cup of ammonia.
Uh-huh.
The ammonia cuts through all the dirt and when it dries, it evaporates. So
oh,
there's
okay.
absolutely no residue left.
Even for hardwood
yeah.
floor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe. And what about pre-finished hardwood?
Same thing. With the pre-finish, you just want to be careful because you can't have as wet of a mop. Because if you've got the pre-finished or the laminate and you get water in there, you can have the wood pucker.
Mm.
So
good to know now.
Yeah. It's always good to, like, if you're not sure the type of floor you have, is maybe if you have a piece left over, try it, get it wet,
mm-hmm.
get it super wet and see
yeah.
what happens. Enough. But if it is solid wood, even if it's pre-finished, you should be fine.
But any type of wood really doesn't do well. Like I noticed the other day when I was actually washing my floor one day last week, and I do an awful lot of cleaning. Look at my hands. I get cleaning, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. But I noticed over by the door, like the side door, which is our main path.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here's the funny thing, Jennifer, don't take this the wrong way. Every time I'm mopping my floor, I'm thinking of you because I'm like, I'm getting him here to do these floors because
it's worn there.
They're worn
yeah,
there.
Especially
but
the
it won't
winter.
Take that away, though. It won't take the worn away, but
right.
it will give it some freshness.
Yeah.
But do you have something to take the worn away?
We do.
I see.
See, we do.
You
yeah.
You have notes.
I'm on fleek.
Smarty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to restore the finish by putting down 2 coats of water-based polyurethane.
Hmm.
So in a day, you go from floors that are scratched up.
Tired
missing,
and worn.
Yeah, missing that original luster
mm-hmm.
that we all
yeah.
had it. 20 and then you know we restore it.
It's like a chemical peel.
But
well, that's for
or
our face.
Not really.
Yeah,
because you're adding, not taking away.
Yeah, but he's
right?
doing something first, cleaning it.
Oh, cleaning it, taking off all that
port getting the port out of the stuff out of the pores.
Cleaned, yeah.
The proper term is schmutz.
Schmutz.
So you take the schmutz off.
Okay.
You put down 2 coats of water-based polyurethane. There's no dust. Mm. There's no smell. Eight hours later, you can walk on the floor, put all your furniture back the next day, and it's good to go.
Is that part of the process that you were talking about with
yes.
with me?
Yes.
So that's the first step, and then that would be the second step.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going
to. Some people just
that.
Need to have it polished, cleaned and buffed, and then some people want to go the next step and put down the finish so that the floor looks fully restored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you want.
And then what do you do? So you go out and give people, do you do free estimates for people?
Okay. We do. Because depending on the size of the job and the size of the house and the size of the rooms, I've had jobs where they had to hire a moving company, put all the furniture into storage and do the whole house. Mm-hmm. Or if they're only doing half the house, they could put everything in the other part. And we can do those rooms. So it depends. And then there's also probably about 40% of the rooms I look at, the floors I look at, we can't do because they really do need to be sanded.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to do something for somebody if it's not going to turn out the way I would want it to look.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people, their expectations are different than what we can deliver. So I always like to go out and meet the person, talk with them, show them how it's going to look when it's done.
Yeah.
And I think we actually did one for you, a customer of yours.
Yes.
And her floor turned out amazing.
Did it? Yeah. She was great, actually, because I think that we had talked about it after that. Yeah, because I got a little letter and everything in the mail from you. So she was, I'm glad that she went and did that, because that's what I said to her, because she was like, I'm going to get it resanded, I'm going to do that. I go, oh, no, you don't need to.
Right. And it was, like a 5 to 6 hour deal, and it was done. And the floor went from to looking brand new and perfect.
And no sawdust and no can't walk on that forever and ever and ever.
Nope.
I have to digress for 1 second about that Swiffer thing that you have, because I have one of those purple ones that squirts it, and I have to tell you, I don't like those at all because they leave a film, and I can see it when I'm walking into the room, and I think, I just, what is that that's in there? Because I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So I like the smell of them.
Well, then just put it in a bottle
and spray around the house.
Yeah.
But see, that's what they do, is they say that women especially, there is scents, and they'll put citrus in there, and it gives it releases pheromones and whatever into your body that like, I know it's citrus will release 70% more of this good feeling pheromone than other smells.
I just bought some essential oils actually from Mackenzie when we were in Vermont, and she picked the citrus one. You know,
so it makes you feel good, and it's not just in your head; it's real.
Yeah,
and you were feeling good about doing what you were doing. You weren't happy with the results, but
and
you
I'm like, I want more of that. I want more of that, so I'm like taking off the old one, putting on a new one. I go through a whole tub of them in one little session. Yeah. Mark walks in the door, and I'm like, he is looking fabulous right now, and I'm so happy that he's home.
Aromatherapy.
I have dinner. I have dinner ready. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, I'm not talking about that one, the ones that you put over the green thing. I'm talking the purple one that you can squirt the bottle.
It gets sticky.
Right?
I don't have that.
Don't get it.
Okay.
No, don't get that.
Because I still have mine sitting in the laundry room. And
I use the green one.
Did you?
Awful. Yeah, those I use because they're fabulous.
Yeah, they get rid of all the pollen.
The wet ones. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, use those. No, this one's a purple thing like that squirts stuff, and it's got a very...
So you must get people that do this all the time, though. So that's what...
That's what keeps
him
going.
We're keeping you in business.
Yeah. And I'm thinking you got that purple one just because you like the color, right?
I don't, you know what? I think I liked that.
Is that a thing?
You could squirt it and
See? It's because
And I have no purple.
Is that tertiary?
It actually it's actually a secondary color.
Oh, yeah,
red and blue.
We talked about the purple. Because brown is really, orange is really purple.
Orange is the new purple.
Is purple.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you missed that, but you'll have to, you know.
Well, I folded a lot of purple this past couple days.
Yeah,
a lot
purple.
Of purple, yes. St. Michael's
I think
purple.
We have to, Sharon, I know I'm so excited to have you here, but I think we need to take a little, we have to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, oh my gosh, the things we're going to talk about.
I can't wait.
I know.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Barbecues, parties, reunions, uninvited guests. Rid yourself of biting bugs with Ehrlich's Mosquito and Tick Control Program, a barrier between you and them that lasts for 30 days per application. Fight the bite. Call Ehrlich, formerly Watchall, your local pest control expert, 781-331-9022.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
Talk about that. Hey, what are we going to talk about? What do you think we should ask everybody?
We're back.
Let's just ask everybody, what are we going to talk about?
I know. See, I've had way too much coffee this morning, and you certainly got into your tea a little bit.
I gave up coffee.
I know, but your tea, it doesn't do anything. You think it does something for you, but it doesn't.
Yeah. No, I had half, Mary and I went out last week, and I had a small iced coffee, and I just drank maybe three quarters of it, and I just couldn't drink it anymore. Yeah. I just wasn't feeling that great. I literally couldn't get to bed. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, does anyone want to go for a run?
You should have called me.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know I'm up.
You know, here we are. Again, I sort of came in last minute here, but you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, my sidekick here. And we have Matt Kritz from the Clean Team here. You're one of my favorites. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I feel it.
Yeah, you really are. I love you. I love Jennifer. I think that the whole company, I just think that the integrity that your company and the foundation of your company is the same as Boston Connect Real Estate. I just feel like we're just a good alignment.
So simpatico.
Yes. And I have no problem. That's why I love referring you. So it works
out
great. Again, we have Maureen Graham here, who I'm sure was introduced earlier. So
I was.
Yes. So Maureen is a full-time real estate agent over at Boston Connect Real Estate as well. And she's doing fabulous. You do such a great job with your clients.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah. So we'll make sure that we give out your number out there as well. So before we end, we'll make sure we do that.
Oh, see, if you weren't here, I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to give my number. Is that you have a problem with that?
She's so selfish, Maureen.
She can be.
She's so fresh.
And then I was going to give my number for her number.
Yeah, she's so fresh. Her husband's number.
My number is her number.
Yes, right. Same number.
We were talking about, we have a show, another show that's going to come up with Matt, not with Matt Kritz, because you're here in person, but with Chris Weppert from Ehrlich. And we were just talking about dust mites a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you said that you have some detergent or something. So explain how that works for people.
Well, I mean, if people are having issues and they are allergic to dust mites, it's not the dust mite itself that they're allergic to. It's the feces that they leave behind, which,
I just love it. I just love the what your face is saying.
I know.
It's like, I hate to be the one. Mm.
Yeah, so what happens is there's a product made by Master Blend, and it's all natural. It's plant-based. Mm. And you can add it to your wash. And what it does is it gets that problem that you're having the reaction with out of your sheets. So if you've got a kid who's got really bad allergies to dust mites and they can't sleep through the night, you can wash their bedding in this stuff, and after you wash it once, it's up to six washings, so that they don't have those problems and they can sleep through the night.
Yeah. So what do you do with that? You were talking about, oh God, after how long that 10% of your pillow.
Mm-hmm. Is it 10% you said?
Yes.
Really?
10% of the weight of your pillow after 6 months is dust mite feces.
How's that make you feel, Ry?
I gotta get some new pillows.
I know, especially like your favorite one.
Yeah,
you know that takes 6 months just to break in.
Right, and they're expensive.
They are expensive.
Like, well, buy the cheap ones.
I can't because of the neck, back, shoulders. Yeah.
Get it figured out. Would you rather that or sit on a bed of feces? Right.
Well, I can't. Mm-hmm.
You can't see it.
You can get them on sale.
So, can you wash your pillow?
Yeah, can you?
You can, but the thing is that again, washing it isn't going to take
it out.
What if you use the
product?
The product.
The once it's in the pillow, it's pretty much in the pillow, because the pillow's all that down and foam and stuff like that. Yeah. You can buy covers that go on them that makes it harder to get
those
in there.
Yeah.
But the pillow and the mattress are going
to
get...
We're going to go to Cindy's house and she's going to have the rubber ones, like the rubber sheets.
Let me sleep it on the floor.
I mean, we're almost getting at that age anyways, all over again, where we need the rubber sheets.
it's
like a full cycle.
Right? Yeah. Already?
Those were so comfortable, too, those little plastic pants they used to put over cloth diapers.
Yeah. Oh. We should get some of those for the office. Sometimes we're laughing so hard. I mean, seriously. Mm. Maureen's like, they're really saying that out loud. Yeah, so, okay. And I wonder, is there any, how do you get rid of the dust mites? Like, just by washing your sheets? I mean, how do they get there, the little buggers?
I mean, the dust mites live on your body. There's nothing you can do about it. They are part of you.
You're killing me this morning.
Yeah. Mm. So if you think about how small a dust mite is, if you were to superimpose a flea, so you take a flea and you magnify it by 100 times.
I'm Googling.
You'll see dust mites tucked into the scales on the back of a flea. That's how small they are.
Oh, really?
So these things are on your eyes. They're on your mouth. They're every part of your body. And they're eating all the dead skin cells.
Nice.
So
excellent.
Yeah. Spoleans. I know.
Everybody
so
has a job.
So who needs to go to...
See, that's why heaven will be so awesome, because there won't be any of those things there.
Good.
So we'll have to find a way to get rid of our own dead cells. Yes.
So they're eating all our dead skin. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm just going to...
That is so gross.
Yeah.
So...
So does that mean going. Does that mean just like our pillows, that a few pounds of our body is dust mite feces?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
I need a shower.
That's why you weigh yourself after you shower.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like anything. Once you start to really get into it, you can kind of go, huh.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those germaphobes, I mean, dust mites are the least of your problems. There's bacteria and just... So we do all that type of cleaning. I mean, we actually can clean up, we're not certified to do it. We don't market it. But I've seen what it's like to clean up after a death scene where you're talking about, you know.
Just like the movie.
That's what a dust mite looks like.
Oh, let's look.
Oh, yeah.
But without my glasses
at that.
On.
That's fun. Here you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now sleep tight, right?
No, really. I wish I didn't do that.
It looks like a tick.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
and
it?
And there's no use for ticks. Just
no.
Let's be clear
just
on
like
that.
Just like mosquitoes.
You know how you said everything has a purpose? Ticks do not.
No, they don't.
I'm sorry. They have no purpose to me.
Yeah, this is definitely something we're going to have to talk to
I think
to
mosquitoes
about.
Feed birds and things like that, right? Mm. But a tick, there's those little hens and chickens eat ticks when they pick around on the ground. But
I'm getting some chickens.
Yeah.
So the detergent stuff, so it will work six times, right? So you just put it on and it will work for six washes. And you can do it on the clothes and everything else, right? Because if you're going outside, I'm sure you're just picking up everything anyways, right? So just to wash the kiddos' clothes in and stuff.
Yeah, and you know how when you have a child that has allergies, you need to do everything you can. Mm-hmm. It's like you start in March before anything's even blooming to get them on their medicine so that then when it does hit in May, they're system is built immune up to it or
and
whatever.
The ragweed I find I have the hardest time in the fall actually is worse for me
exactly
ragweed.
That September October I know it's coming too
that one I don't like too much. So did we talk about like the areas that you service and everything, because I know like one of the things that people should be thinking about already, if you can believe it, is closing up their cottages. So do you consider that it's a good practice to do it before, like before you close up and after?
We think that it's...
I mean, when you open.
Yeah, it's different people have different ideas of when they want to do it. But think about it this way. Would you want to take a bunch of dirty rugs and lock them up for 6 months and dirty furniture? Now that stuff's been sitting for 6 months during the winter. And you know. So we tell people to do it before you close for the season. Get everything fresh. And so the next year you open up that house and it's nice and ready rather than, ugh, gosh.
Smells clean.
And I would probably do it again when I opened
it. I was going to say,
you know what I mean?
Shouldn't you do it again just because of,
you can do
it's
a light,
sitting there.
Like a light. Yeah, like a light.
So just sitting there.
Yeah, just to make it nice and fresh. I mean, you're going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's...
Yeah, you get to pick up all the sand and everything else off the floor, right?
yeah.
So right. with the bathrooms, can we talk about some of the stuff in the bathrooms too? Because I don't even know how we have for time, but I know like a lot of times we're going into homes yes. and you know people think that they have to do these big, huge surround inserts and you know with the whole bath fitter thing. Nothing against yeah. them. I mean, there's definitely a time and a place for that, but.
Right.
What about some ideas and suggestions for just like dirty grout and all that?
Oh, that's a good
well,
one.
I mean, the nice thing is that we have, I guess in April we purchased another new vehicle, and that vehicle has got the ability to really, really clean tile. We were always cleaning tile before, but now we've got the ability to clean tile with very, very hot water. Mm-hmm. So we're able to clean out grout and get out stuff that might be the difference between someone going, oh, you know, I love that versus like, ugh. Because when you see a dirty bathroom,
mm-hmm.
it can really, especially for a woman, you see a dirty bathroom, dirty kitchen, it sort of sets your mind for what the rest of the house looks like.
And I think another thing, too, is if somebody isn't willing to take care of the bathtub that they put their feet in, they put their children in or whatever, every single day, then if you have a leak on your boiler, I'm assuming you didn't get that fixed.
Right.
Like, if you can't do simple things, then I don't think that you're doing the bigger things either. So
Absolutely.
I think that's important.
Yeah, and people see that. You know, I can tell you there's probably been many instances where we've gone in and cleaned a home that was just sitting on the market. No one was buying. And then we went in and just retouched everything, got everything nice and spick and span. And then all of a sudden the house went.
Oh, it makes a world of difference.
It does.
So if there's like, in one of my rooms, I have like a off-white grout. And someone spills something like a drink or food and it gets in there. And I'm scrubbing and can't get, it makes me want to redo the entire floor because I can't see those two or three little spots. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So you could literally come in and just...
Yeah, I mean, depending on how long it's been there and what it was originally, there's different ways to get out stains. You can just try and clean them out. But let's say you have a popsicle stain on a marble countertop.
Yep.
Mm. Well, you can't just clean that. You have to make a poultice, which is you make like a paste.
Hmm.
You put it on top of the marble. You cover it in plastic. And then as that paste dries, it pulls the red right out of the rock.
I can't even stand it.
So
is this
smart.
The same thing with the toothpaste? You told us to use toothpaste, but stainless steel.
Yeah.
Stainless steel.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I don't have stainless steel, so I forgot
Uncle
that.
Tom's. Is it Uncle Tom's toothpaste?
Yeah. It was Tom's of Maine.
Tom's of Maine.
Oh, and cool. I was
Gosh,
just in Vermont.
You know what, Sharon? That's so awesome that she remembers that. You tell me that you like me, but when you actually remember all this great stuff, it makes me feel
I do.
Like,
I listen.
That's how I am. Whenever I hear you talk, I just stop and listen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because who doesn't?
How's the market? You know? Let us tell you. You have three real estate agents here. They haven't said one thing about the market. It's actually sort of nice not to someone ask you, you know?
Right.
No, all the things that you do, I mean, as I'm walking through homes, I mean, that's one of the things why we do this show.
Right.
I have to tell you, there are times where do we really, you know, it's a lot of work to get here every week, you know? And, you know, one of the reasons why we do it is because you give us so much knowledge when we're walking around the house. Like the person who did call you, I was like, you don't have to refinish that whole floor. Why don't you just give them a call? You know, things like that.
Exactly. And I mean, like you said before, I mean, honestly, our motto at our company is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we're going to come in and sell a whole bunch of stuff. It means that we're going to provide that customer with something that's of value.
Mm-hmm.
If it means that we can't do anything or we don't think something should be done, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
I would rather have them do the right thing than do something that's going to make us money if it's not the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
We just won't do it.
And that's how we are with our business as well. I mean, Cindy recently did an analysis for somebody on an evaluation on their house, what the price of it was, and she suggested that they just refinance. You know, so
I did.
Yeah,
it was the best thing for them to do.
Yeah, it isn't about putting a sign in the front yard.
No, and you know what? They'll love you for that, and they'll remember that.
Yeah. And they should, and I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's really
good. And it's
good.
Just the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because our job is about real estate. What do you think the best thing is for us to do? And sometimes I tell people maybe just wait a couple of years or, you know, sometimes I'm like, right now you really should because we have some good comparisons out there for you. So we just heard the doorbell.
Already?
Yeah. So the doorbell means, I mean, we have 5 minutes left. So it gives us 5 minutes, not even, just a couple minutes just to talk about real estate. So if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, please feel free to call us. You have three real estate agents sitting here with you today. And you can also go on our website, check us out at bostonconnect.com. And if you're going to any open houses this weekend, go on to our website and find those. But if you can't make it because you're going to be doing a cookout or something fun like the beach, just, you know, call us and we can give you a private showing. Nothing better than a private showing.
No. Right?
Watch out for those sharks, though, if you go to the beach.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a jungle out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was just up in Vermont and I'm always looking for a moose, but I don't think I'm going to find one.
Right?
Just like I'm never going to find a shark. I know. I hear it is Maine. Yeah, I know. Mackenzie's boyfriend told me that. It's because they have low-lying trees or something and the moose eat them. I don't know. I pay attention to everything everybody tells me.
Interesting.
So again, 781-826-8000 is the number to the office, and bostonconnect.com is our phone number. For final thoughts, for our final seconds here, tell us some good things in, one, how people can get in touch with you, but before that, what is your biggest little tip that you want to give people for today?
Well, my biggest tip of the day would be vacuuming and vacuuming and vacuuming and vacuuming some more. Get all that grit and all the sand and everything that's coming in. With this dry weather, nothing is sticking to the grass. Everything's coming in on your feet.
Yeah.
Get it off the floor before it scratches everything up. You know, that's the biggest tip
and
I can think of.
Yeah, wipe off the dog's feet.
Anything you can, yeah. And our number is 781-585-4678. And that, again, is 781-585-4678.
And your website, which is wonderful and awesome, and you can see pictures of you and your family.
Yes, and color restoration pictures will be up there shortly. But that is thecleanteam.net, and that is also mobile friendly. It's www.thecleanteam.net.
Awesome, and you're so conveniently located. I drive by you
every weekend because
we keep our boat down the Cape, so I always drive by and I go, "There's the clean."
There they are,
Clean Team. Hey, Kritzy, it's me. So, again, you were listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And again, as always, thank you for being there for me this morning when I couldn't come in right away.
My pleasure, seriously. But thank goodness Maureen was able to come from her kitchen table to our kitchen table to help me out here. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Maureen, how can people get in touch with you if they wanted to get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at 617-922-0451.
One more time.
617-922-0451.
Again, that's Maureen Graham, full-time real estate agent at Boston Connect Real Estate. And you're also a stager, we should say, as well. Yeah,
yes.
You have three stages in the house right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So we have a stager here. And Cindy Ford, how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, well, everyone knows my number, 781-367-4419.
And it's not because they were written on the back of a bathroom wall.
Never.
Everybody knows my number. For me, you can get me at 781-294-4848, and that is my cell and text phone number. Sounds like we maybe have another minute or no? Okay.
No, we're done.
So one thing I do want to say about the cleaning of the tile, even if you have blue tile or the older tile colors, you can get that cleaned, because I'd rather clean gold than having dirty white, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
There we go. So call the clean team. You can get in touch with them any time of the day. That phone number one more time.
781-585-4678.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kritzy.
Have a great day,
everyone. We appreciate it.
My
bye-bye.
Pleasure.
Bye.
We'll be right back.